Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Foley, your alternative doctor, your natural health care doctor. And we're here talking about fat and visceral fat and cells in the body and how fat accumulates toxins. That's where toxins are stored in your body. We're exposed to many, many toxins throughout our life. The average female is exposed to 168 different chemicals just by doing their makeup. So men, and getting ready in the morning, men are exposed to about 68 different chemicals in the morning. And this could be anything from the shaving cream to the soaps and the shampoos and the body lotions that you use. So there's chemicals all over the place. Our body can't handle it. It gets into the body, and guess what? It gets stored in the cells. And really, at my office, that's what we do is we get down on a cellular level and start cleaning up the body. Like I said earlier, there's a couple of phases. We do the prep phase, which is actually getting the person up, getting that gland and organ good and strong. Then we do the body phase, which is actually cleaning up the liver, the gallbladder, intestinal tract, kidneys. Some people, that might be all they need. Most people may move on into what we call the brain phase or the cellular phase, where we're actually getting down very deep into the cellular area and cleaning up the glands and organs. Not just the glands and organs, but on a cellular level. And we actually have a product that actually crosses the, it's a natural product. It's a supplement, and it crosses the brain, blood-brain barrier, and it actually gets and removes heavy metals that may be accumulating even in the brain. It's actually called the brain phase. You could also call it the cellular phase, because that's where you are really getting into that area deep. Now, some people may need 30 days of the brain phase or cellular phase. Some people might need 60 days. Some people might need a year of doing that. It's not a hard thing to do, but there's a little bit of a process that you have to do to pull those toxins out of the body and get you healthy. Also, like I said earlier, it's not hard to lose weight. The hard part is keeping it off. That's why a lot of these programs, they'll get you to lose the weight, but if you stop the program or you stop eating certain foods, you start gaining the weight back again. So that's what the prep phase is all about. It gets those glands good and strong so that when you do lose weight, you're not going to have the tendency to gain that weight all back again. That's a lot of work to do it once, let alone do it two or three times. All right, a little housekeeping here. If you would like to get a symptom survey from my office, this is a way to try Whole Food. And what you do is you request a symptom survey. I cannot put this one on my website, so you can get it to me by requesting it. Or I can get it to you by requesting it, I should say. And what you do is you email me myfreehealthsurvey@gmail.com. That's myfreehealthsurvey@gmail.com. And what you do is you put your name and your mailing address. I'll mail this out to you. I even put a return envelope with a stamp on it. It doesn't cost you a penny. And that's my free health survey. I look at each and every one of these. I'll put the protocol together with whole food, real food, and see if we can reduce or eliminate some of your symptoms. I look at each and every one of these, and my staff will get back with you once I put the protocol together. If you're having a hard time losing weight, you're struggling with losing weight, and you want to know why. Why can't I lose weight? I hear this a lot. Well, I want to give you a little video that you could watch. It's about a 10-minute video. It'll get down to the very basic reason why you can't lose weight. Now, you're going to your text area, and you put in the phone number area. The phone number is 44222. That's 44222. And then you're going to type in the message area, lose it. This is all one word. L-O-S-E-I-T, lose it, L-O-S-E-I-T, lose it. Once you send that off, in about 2 seconds, you're going to get a video that you can watch right on your smartphone, if you have a smartphone, and you can watch it. If you like what you are hearing on that, call my office, come to the workshop. Let's get you healthy, let's get you losing weight. All right, now, would you like to know what it takes to live to be about 100 or so? Well, they actually did a study on that, too. They found out that there is a population here in the United States. It's about 40,000 people that are living to be over 100 years old. Now, these bodies are designed to live to be 128 years old. But who wants to live to be 128 sitting in a wheelchair drooling and can't even remember your name, right? Nobody wants to do that. I'm not saying we should all live to be 128 years old, but if you remember earlier in the show, I was saying the average man is living to be 76 years old. There's a lot of body left there. It says so by research, we should be able to live to be 128 years old, and it says so in the Bible. We should be able to live to be 128 years old. Well, this Archives of Internal Medicine, they did a survey on people that lived to be 100 and over 100, and we got 40,000 of them in the United States that are over 100 years old, 100 years or older. And they surveyed these people, and what they found is there's five behaviors that were in common with all of them to live past 90. One of them, unfortunately or unfortunately for some people, it's don't smoke. Smokers have had doubled the risk of dying before age 90 compared to those non-smokers. And I tell you what, that is the hardest thing to do is to stop smoking. I really admire people that can stop smoking. Nicotine is another one of those addictions that just is very hard to do. But don't smoke. Smokers had double the risk of dying before 90 compared to non-smokers. Keep a healthy weight. That's what we've been talking about almost through this whole show this time, is keep a healthy weight. Obese men were 44% likely to die before 90 than non-obese. Now, obese would be considered your BMI, your body mass index. This can be measured. Most doctors can measure it. But your BMI over 30 is considered obese. And men, obese men were 40% more likely to die before 90 than non-obese men. Avoid high blood pressure. Now, how do you do that? You avoid high blood pressure. Well, one way to avoid high blood pressure is to try and limit your stress or have a relief for your stress. People come into me with high blood pressure, I'd say 60 to 80% of them, it's your adrenal glands that are pushing the blood pressure up. Now, obviously, we don't want you to walk around with high blood pressure, so people come in with medication, brings that blood pressure down, but we handle the adrenals, we get them good and strong, we detoxify those adrenals on a cellular level, we get them working like they're supposed to, and guess what? The blood pressure comes down, and in most cases, the person's medical doctor will actually take them off of the high blood pressure medicine. In addition to that, the weight has to come off too. Weight has a lot to do with high blood pressure, but I'd say if we handle the adrenals, I'd say many people that come into my office, that's all we have to do, and their blood pressure will come down. So men with high blood pressure were 28% more likely to die before age 90. And here it is again, exercise, regular exercise. Men who exercise regularly reduce their risk of death by 20 to 30%. That's quite a bit compared to men who never did exercise. So you could reduce your risk of dying early, I guess you could call it. 20 to 30% if you just exercise on a regular basis. Now, what's a regular basis? A regular basis is 3 times a week. You could do that interval training. You do it for 10 minutes, 3 times a week. That's 30 minutes for the whole week. You're done. That's 2.5 hours of moderate exercise. And you can do that on a regular basis. If you're like me, if I can do it for 2 or 3 weeks, get that under my belt, I'm in a good habit. I just keep on going. And avoid diabetes. I don't know how you avoid diabetes except don't eat a lot of sugar. Cut out those carbohydrates. Cut out those grains. That's how you avoid diabetes. Men with diabetes were 86% more likely to die before the age of 90 than men without the illness. Men with diabetes were 86% more likely to die before age 90 than men without the illness. All right. Well, those are the five things that all people that lived over 100 had in common. Don't smoke. Keep a healthy weight. That would be your BMI below your BMI between 18 and 25. avoid high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure and you want to get rid of it, come see me. I get rid of high blood pressure all the time. There's a reason you have high blood pressure. Here's my pet peeve. You have high blood pressure. Maybe you have diabetes. Well, the doctor that's treating you for that isn't treating you to fix the problem. They're managing the problem. Here's my pet peeve is they never ask, why did the blood pressure go high? Why did this person get diabetes? Well, there's several reasons for that. We got to sort those out and find out what they are. But I can guarantee you it's something went haywire in the body. It's either your adrenal glands, it's your pancreas, maybe insulin resistant, meaning that you got plenty of insulin, but it won't go into the cells. Why won't it go into the cells? It's toxins. There's a lot of toxins around in those cells, and they won't let the insulin in, so you can't control your sugar. If those are some of your problems, you need to come to my workshop. We're going to have one this coming Saturday. We're going to take a break, and I'll see you after the break.